はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website, JapanesePod101.com, for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう、東京。第10回日本文化レッスン。夏子です。
Peter here, and we're back with another Japanese culture class. As always, we're brought to you by Eric Lainen, the translation and interpretation specialist.Welcome, Natsuko!
Oh yes, it's been a long time since I last came to the culture class.
How have you been?
I've been good.
Great to hear that. Now, you join us on a great day because we have a great topic today.
Oh really?
Oh yes.
What is it?
Today's topic is Warikan.
Oh, I see.
Can you give us the proper Japanese for this?
Warikan.
Break it down.
Warikan.
And one time fast.
Warikan.
Yes, the almighty Warikan.
Right.
Now, what is this, Natsuko?
It's a way to divide the bill among people eating together.
Yes, the Warikan.
Warikan.
Now, being American, I didn't really run... Well, I shouldn't say this. I don't know about all the places in America.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd also be interested to know about your countries,
oh,
too.
Oh, yes, yes.
But the custom when I used to go out with my friends, mm-hmm, is we'd go out, mm-hmm, and you would calculate kind of how much you ate.
Oh.
Because you would order your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the night, you would calculate plus tip.
Yes.
So let me just give you an example. Say, mm-hmm, 10 friends went out,
mm-hmm,
and I ordered a steak dinner,
mm-hmm,
plus I had a few drinks,
mm-hmm,
and then plus a tip. Mm-hmm. I would kind of calculate inside my head, well, the steak was $25.
Yes.
Plus the drinks, $35, tip, $40. And then I'd hand in my $40.
Mm-hmm.
And then, say another one of my friends,
mm-hmm,
she only ate a salad. She would probably put in $10.
Yes.
So we'd all kind of gauge what we ate.
Yes.
Calculate in our heads.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd always be short.
So I see.
You pay in two rounds in the US.
I see.
The first round,
uh-huh,
where everyone doesn't pay enough.
Uh-huh.
And then
and
we
some
have
some addition.
Yes. It's called the additional round.
Wow. That's interesting too, for me. I didn't know that.
Yes. Go low on the first round.
Okay.
So that's how we have it in the US. Now,
mm-hmm,
can you tell us about the Warikan in Japan?
Okay, let's take the same example. You go eating with 10 friends.
Okay.
And Peter eats steak and what was it?
A few drinks.
A few drinks.
Uh-huh.
And let's say I ate salad. But when the system is Warikan,
uh-huh,
we pay the same. We both pay like, say, 3,000 yen each.
Yes.
Yes. All the 10 people in the group pay the same amount.
Yes.
You divide the bill equally.
Did you hear that, everybody?
Yes.
So, yes, this is a very, very interesting and unique thing. I know people are online right now booking tickets to come to Japan to eat steak and pay half price. But wait, hold on one second.
Yes, yes.
We got a little bit more to tell you about,
mm-hmm,
this. But yes, it's a very, very interesting system.
Yes, I think so.
Kind of unique.
Mm-hmm. I think why Warikan is popular in Japan is because we usually share things.
Yes.
In parties.
I think a bunch of people just cancel their tickets. Yes. Here's the first main difference.
Yes.
In the US, if I got a steak,
mm-hmm,
I would eat 99% of the steak, maybe give the fat to a friend.
You do?
No, but like I might give a taste to somebody.
Yes, yes, yes.
Or maybe not actually splitting half and half,
mm-hmm,
is quite normal,
mm,
but I would not share with, mm-hmm, the whole table.
Mm-hmm, I see. Dude, well, usually Japanese dishes are made like that.
Yes.
You know, all the yakitori or oden or sashimi, it's made to be shared among all the people on table.
Exactly. For example, yakitori.
Mm-hmm.
You get a set of five.
Yes.
They're put in the table,
mm-hmm,
in the center of the table. So
yes,
if you have 10 people, you're going to eat half,
yes,
of one.
Yes. Basically, that's the rule.
That's the rule. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's placed in the middle of the table or maybe towards your side and,
mm-hmm,
it's shared among everybody.
Yes.
Again, it's very, very interesting.
Really?
Well, yes. The first time I came, I was quite surprised.
I see.
Okay, and continue.
Well, that's why we have torizara. So it's a small dish for each person to take their own share from the dish in the center of the table.
Yes.
You don't directly eat from that large dish.
Yes, another big rule you...
yes, yes, yes.
Please don't grab the dish and just start eating out of it.
Yes, right.
You might surprise quite a few people. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into a bit of etiquette in a little while, but the dishes are placed sporadically around the table, depending on how they come. You take a little bit, then you put it back, or you pass it down.
Yes.
And, you know, you don't have to... If you like something, yes, you can eat more of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can adjust accordingly, but just plan on sharing whatever you order with a bunch of other people.
Yes. So you have to place the share you eat on your small 토리자라.
Yes.
Before you.
Yes.
So that means this is mine. Whatever you place on your 토리자라 is yours.
I see. It's your little piece of real estate.
Yes.
On a big table.
Yes.
Okay. So again, you'll order, everyone will order different kinds of food, mm-hmm. and they'll all come. Now, what about drinks? You know, I noticed that some people can drink quite a lot.
Yes.
And I noticed that some people don't drink a lot.
Yeah, right.
What's going on with the drinks?
Well, for drinks, there's no specific rules. You can just order anything you like and you can drink freely. So actually, some people drinks a lot, but some people doesn't.
It's funny, in the U.S., we do split pitchers, like a pitcher of alcohol.
Oh,
like a pitcher of beer or something like this, or a bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are pitchers and bottles of wine in Japan too, but, you know, it's more normal to order by glasses in Japan.
And here's the thing. Natsuko explained that in a Warikan, if you have 10 people, when the bill comes, you divide it by 10.
Yes. Automatically.
Yes. So you got to remember the payment's getting spread out to everybody.
Yes.
Right. So, Natsuko, I've seen some people who drink, I mean, before they're even eating food, they're drinking, and then they have last call. So some people are drinking a lot, but then some people aren't drinking a lot.
Right.
What happens with that?
Well...
what's going on with the bill?
Well, usually, if the rule is warikan, you split it equally. So some people have benefit, and some people have disadvantage. For those who have advantage, we call them warikan gachi.
One more time.
Warikan gachi.
Warikan gachi.
Yes, winners.
Yes, actually, yes, the character for gachi is winner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite funny that you're...
Yes, the winner warikan of winner. Warikan. So. Yes, 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 right.
Okay, and if there's a winner, then there's gotta be...
Losers. Warikan make.
One more time.
Warikan make.
Warikan make.
Yes.
So we have the warikan gachi and warikan make.
Yes.
Natsuko, which one are you?
I think I usually lose for something to eat, foods, but I usually win for drinks. So maybe that makes me even.
Even.
Mm-hmm. What about Peter?
My record is 150-1.
What?
150 wins and one loss.
Who did you lose to?
Yeah. Oh, Natsuko, I am so glad you asked that question.
Really? Really?
Oh, so glad. Let me tell you about my one losing day.
Yes.
It was when I first came to Japan.
I see.
And it's before I knew about the Warikan.
Yes.
And we all went out to eat, about 15 of us. I didn't want to drink, so I just drank water, and I didn't want to really eat because I wasn't feeling too hungry. So I just had a few yakitori.
Okay.
And I was quite surprised that when I ordered the yakitori, other people were taking it, but it was all right.
I see.
So when it came time for the bill, I calculated in my head with tax, and Japan is very easy to calculate because no tipping.
Oh, right.
So I calculated my bill was 500 yen.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over to the person in charge of the warikan, and I said, I think mine's about 500 yen, but here's 600, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, sorry, but you owe 2,000. 2,000 yen, that's
so,
a go.
So it was the warikan rule.
Yes.
I see.
And I was warikan make.
Right.
Now...
Now you know
the next
rule.
Time I went with them, I knew the day, so I starved myself. It was like a food eating contest. I was just waiting to order. 1-1-1-1-1. From then,
my God.
So starts the legend of Warikan Beach.
I see.
So, yes. Remember, when you come to Japan and you go out to eat with a bunch of people, you need a plan.
First, you gotta check whether the system is Warikan or not.
Yes, great point. Because it's going to be pretty funny if they're not doing the system and you have a Warikan plan and you're eating and eating and eating.
Yes.
And everyone's laughing at you and then you wind up with a bill for a couple $100.
Right.
Yes. So step one.
Check whether the system is Warikan or not.
Okay. In the case that it's Warikan, step two.
Remember that whatever you order will be shared among the table.
Yes. If you see a nice big steak, just remember, it's going to be cut into tenths. So, yes, think about something you can definitely get one of when you order for the Warikan. Okay? Yes. Step three.
Torizara is your real estate.
Your real estate, just yours. And this is a really great word because when you go out to restaurants, you're going to need more because the plates are very small. So you'll often say,
Torizara お願いします.
Yes. Torizara, please. You definitely need to know this word. But usually they're very good with that. They give you a stack of torizara.
Right.
Very stacked high.
Yes, you can use it as much as you like.
So that's your real estate. Hands off. Next.
Drinks are usually ordered individually. But, you know, you can split a bottle of wine or a pitcher.
Yeah. And also make sure that people are drinking the same thing as you. You don't want to order a bottle of wine for yourself.
No,
maybe,
right.
Maybe you do. Maybe that's your Warikan plan. But yes.
Yes. Right.
Okay. Okay. Next step.
Starve yourself and don't lose.
I can't believe we're advising people to starve themselves and don't lose. But don't be too obvious. If you call your friend the day before, is tomorrow a Warikan? I think they might know. And then you show up, don't even talk to anybody and just stuff yourself.
Yes, you're definitely going to be a winner, but maybe you lose some friends. Obviously, those you know who go with you will never never invite you again.
Never. Yes. And then the last step, step five.
Pay the bill.
Yes. Okay. I think that explanation went quite well.
Yes.
Now, the reason we played it up a little bit and, you know, it's a very interesting concept. Now, we also should point out that we said divide it equally.
Mm-hmm.
But many times I've been to, I'd say over 50% of the Warikans that I've participated in usually have a lower amount for women.
Right.
On average, the guys tend to drink a lot more.
Yes.
So not so much the food.
Mm-hmm.
As so much as the drinks.
Right.
Or maybe the food too, but usually it's a skewed system.
Yeah, right.
Where the guys will pay usually about 50%, anywhere from 33% to 50% more.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, that's kind of usual, especially among young people.
Yeah.
So like, you know, Peter, you're a male, so you have to pay 5,000 yen. But, you know, in those cases sometimes, I'm a girl, so I pay only 3,000 yen. Now, we just want to remind the two words you have to say before and after eating.
What are those words?
First one is いただきます.
Break it down.
いただきます.
And one time fast.
いただきます.
Okay. We'll receive. And this word is said before meals, and it's very, very polite.
Yes, I think so.
You look very, very good if you go out with a group of Japanese, and before you eat, you say,
いただきます.
If you go to your local sushi restaurant, and the sushi comes out, you get the sushi, you can say,
いただきます.
Very, very polite.
Yes, that would give a very good impression.
Yes. So, they might be a little impressed, but this next phrase, when you say it on the way out, oh, they're going to remember you.
Yes.
What's that phrase?
ごちそうさま.
Break it down.
ごちそうさま.
And one time fast.
ごちそうさま.
So let's just say you go to your local sushi place. Before you get the food, you say?
いただきます.
You eat it. It's very good. Then you're on your way out. You can say?
ごちそうさま.
Okay. Very nice.
Very nice person.
Oh, yes. They'll remember you.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for a 10% discount. Okay, there's a few customs that we want to warn you about so you don't look bad eating at the table with all the Japanese.
Yes.
Now, the first one is probably the most important. Gasps and wide eyes will not be in short demand if you do this. What is this?
Passing food from chopsticks to chopstick. That's a taboo.
Very taboo.
Yes.
Why is it taboo?
Because that's the style used in funerals. You pick up the bones with your chopsticks and then pass it to another person, chopsticks to chopsticks. So that's the only case allowed to use the chopsticks that way.
Yes, because it's used for this custom. It's not used
for food.
Yes.
Never.
Oh, if you could only see Natsuko's face.
Yes, I actually, you know, realized that this is really kind of a strict taboo.
Very strict.
Yes. No one does it in Japan.
Yeah. Some of you might know about sticking your chopsticks in the rice.
Oh.
Kind of like a...
Stabbing.
Stabbing. Yes.
That's also rude.
That's also rude, but not as taboo as... This
yes.
is one thing you definitely want to avoid.
Yes.
If you can. You know, if you do it, people will understand that you're a foreigner. But
they'll forgive you. But, you know, definitely you're going to be, you know, told about not to do that.
Yeah, you'll be noticed.
Mm-hmm.
The proper way to pass something along would be to take it, then put it into the torizara. And then slide it over or hand it over.
Right.
Yeah. Watch out for that one. And it's good to know.
Yes.
You know? We mentioned before, yes, jabbing or stabbing the chopsticks into the rice.
Or any other food.
Or any other food.
Like potato. Well, it's not, you know, it is acceptable, but not very sophisticated.
Yes.
Not very polite.
Not at all. So definitely one you want to watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, two. Definitely two you want to watch out for.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. That was very helpful, wasn't it?
Very helpful. Natsuko. You really helped us out a lot.
Ask me anything about nomikai.
Okay, so that's going to do it for today.
Yes. じゃあまた明日.
See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.